The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, everyone? This is End Time Headlines. It is Wednesday, March 16th. It is rounding off past the 1 o'clock Eastern hour here in the state of Georgia where I'm at. I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. We welcome you who are live here and who are watching by the rebroadcast of this. If you're new to the broadcast on whatever platform you're watching today, as always, we want to hear from you. We want to know that you are new and that you and where you guys are joining us from. If you could, if there is an opportunity to, if there's a comment section below whatever platform you're listening to, and the ability to do that, please let us know where you guys are joining us from and if you're new to the broadcast. And as always, guys, before we get started today, if you've not downloaded our free app, please don't forget to do that. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. Again, it's free, and it is for your convenience to keep up with our ministry of all of our headlines and all of our podcasts, and it will be accessible right there at your fingertips. Again, depending on whatever device you have, if it's Apple, go to the Apple store. If it's Android, go to the Android store. If you're listening to this, just type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo, download that app, get it into your hands, and you're going to stay up to date of everything that we're doing and the latest from our ministry. So today, guys, we've got a two parts to this. On the first part, I want to give you an update. I want to show there is a lot of stuff happening. And I'm going to say this, a lot of stuff that is happening that is prophetic, a lot of things that are happening that are biblical, prophetic, end times, birth pangs happening. Let me get you up to date. You guys that are watching this, just hours ago, literally hours ago, a massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck Fukushima nuclear plant and has shaken Tokyo. This is the same region, guys, that got hit in March 11, 2011. For 2 minutes, Japan was violently shaking. This earthquake was so powerful that it shook buildings, triggered blackouts in Tokyo, and it actually derailed. And now a lot of this we don't even have on our main website. We've got to update after this podcast, and we'll update that in article form. So this is coming from the wire, breaking news. This earthquake was so powerful that it actually derailed a 200-mile-an-hour bullet train.
We're also following breaking news from Japan. A powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake shook off the coast of Fukushima in northern Japan. The Japan Meteorological Agency says the quake hit some 36 miles below the sea. A tsunami advisory has been issued as a result. The Fukushima region devastated by a deadly 9.0 quake and tsunami that also caused a nuclear disaster in March of 2011.
Again, 7.3 magnitude earthquake. There's been a tsunami warning that has been triggered. According to the Japanese Meteorological Agency, as of now, there's a 3-foot tsunami on the coast in Miyagi and Fukushima. I hope I pronounced that right. The agency said the quake struck 36 miles below the sea, again triggering blackouts, buildings shaking, and a high-speed bullet train traveling over 200 miles an hour to derail amid the massive earthquake. The train was between Fukushima and the city of Shiroshi, less than 19 miles away, when it derailed with around 100 passengers on board. So this is a very terrifying event. So we're going to give you more on that, and be looking for that on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. I want to take you a little bit on a couple of weeks back. We talked about Matthew 24, 6 and 8. when the Russian-Ukraine situation was in its infancy, before it was actually official, before there was ever an invasion by Russia. If you remember, I did a podcast in which I warned, if we are truly in the strong birth pangs of the Messiah that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, and I'm going to put this up on the screen. I thought I did. I guess I didn't. Let me pull this up here. I said to look for all these things to take place simultaneously. Matthew 24, 6 through 8. I want to read these. I said, watch for, because in that time we were in rumors of wars, but now we've evolved into wars. And some would say war, but guys, I'm telling you, if this thing keeps escalating, watch the progression of this. This is a recap. Again, today's message is two parts. This is the first part, what we're talking about, and then we're going to shift gears and we'll talk about some dreams. You will hear of, listen to this, is Matthew 24, 6 and 8. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, we're in that right now. Right now, there is a war, singular, in Russia and Ukraine, but make no doubts about it, it will likely escalate into plural tense. And then it says, see that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Then it progresses. Look at this. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Some would even say that this could be a world war, and we are on the very brink of that. Look at this. And there will be famines. That's happening right now as a result of the war. Pestilence. If you think COVID is gone and it's out of the equation, it's out of the picture, think again. China has already put 50 million people back on lockdown in several provinces. Germany is looking to do this again. Europe is now sounding the alarm again. And yes, America is right behind it. Pestilences. And look at this, and earthquakes in various places. And as of the day that I am broadcasting this live, again, if you're just joining us live, a 7.3 earthquake has just rocked Fukushima, Japan, in the same location that happened in March 11, 2011, that caused the disaster of Fukushima, that we're still seeing the ramifications of it. So he says there'll be earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So think about that. Everything that we're seeing. Now look at the progression of things happening. Look at the events that are happening. Look how fast things are happening. Look how quickly these things are correlating together. And this is all Bible prophecy. And I want to tell you today that these are the beginning of sorrows. We are not in the tribulation yet. The Messiah that the world is anticipating, I said the world is anticipating, not the Christians, not the believers. They are painting the tapestry for it. They are paving the way for it. They are rolling out the red carpet and preparing the way for this global world leader to rise on the scene that will bring about the resolve of the world. We just talked about, if you missed our last podcast, we went into detail about how the Antichrist will deceive the world. And it's interesting, because what are they touting about on the news? They are talking about how we need a global leader. We need a world leader. Listen to this. Even today, and I'm going to talk more about the speech today from Zelensky to the Congress and to the world. The timing of that is not a coincidence. But even in that speech, he talks about there has to be a leader to bring about peace. And did you know, and I'm not saying, guys, don't misinterpret basically what I'm saying here. I'm not saying Zelensky is the Antichrist by any means, but it's interesting to me that a musician created a song for him. And even the name of the song, or the preface of the song, is basically how one man can save the world. And I thought that was interesting. And again, to the average person, it ain't gonna do anything and they're excited, whatever. But to those who understand Bible prophecy, this is chilling. Now, on that note, the timing of today's speech by Zelensky, who, by the way, is Jewish, is interesting, because what you may not know is right now on the Hebrew calendar, the Jews that commemorate the feast, and they commemorate holidays, and they commemorate certain events as memorials. On the Jewish calendar, we are in the same time frame on the Jewish calendar as the commemoration of Purim. The commemoration of when, watch this, a woman by the name of Esther went before a leader who she pleaded to, watch this, to save her people from the annihilation of a nation and its dictator. Now, listen, that to me is intriguing, that on the same time frame that the commemorating Jews who understand this and are commemorating this, when, again, an individual stood in the gap to save her people, the Jews, from the annihilation of a Persian, today would be Iranian, whatever, however you want to say, tomato, tomato, king, who was trying to destroy the nation of Israel. And at the same time that this is being commemorated on the Hebrew calendar, you have Zelensky, who's a Jew, who is pleading with the Congress and the world for help to save his people from what he claims to be the annihilation of I'm not taking sides here, because I'm just reporting that I'm trying to show you from a biblical perspective. But from his perspective and from the Ukrainians' perspective is the annihilation of a Russian leader and its nation. Interesting. That to me is intriguing. I think that's very intriguing, the timing of this. Now, you could say, well, that's just a coincidence. I don't believe that. I believe God is getting the attention of the watchman. He's getting the attention of the church. He's trying to tell you, look, things are happening. Things are cyclical. Things are biblical. They are repeating itself. As it were, so shall it be. And by the way, there was an article that we posted on End Time Headlines about Iran, North Korea, and China forming an alliance. And of course, Kim Jong-un has already warned that he's threatened. Now, whether or not he will do this or not, whatever, but he's threatening to launch a nuclear missile and conduct a test of a nuclear missile that, unlike anything that's ever been seen before from North Korea. You have the reports of Russia reaching out to China for support and for help. So you have Russia, China, North Korea, and ancient Persia, which is today Iran, all in cahoots with one another. And here we have, on the Jewish calendar, they're commemorating Purim, and Zelensky stands up and gives this speech. Are you listening to me? This is incredible. And then we have this massive earthquake. And again, all these things are taking place. So to me, that's intriguing. And it's interesting. And that's just the first part of our today's message. Now, that alone, guys, that just that first part right there, you should be able to evangelize your workplace and people in your family. Show them the scriptures, show them the headlines, show them the news clips, show them everything that's going on, and show them that something biblical is happening right before your eyes, if you're paying attention. But I want to shift gears, and I want to talk about, on the second part of this program, I want to talk about something else today. I want to talk about, I went through my own personal journals. Now, I'm putting my neck on the line when I do this. Anytime I talk about dreams and I talk about visions, you got a whole group, and I understand this, we've got a mixed group of individuals, theologically speaking, denominationally speaking. And because of that, you're going to either get people that will listen and they will find it interesting, or you're going to get another group of individuals that don't believe that dreams happen today. They don't believe in the validity of visions today and the life of a believer, and they completely write it off. These individuals usually are what is called sensationists. They don't believe the Holy Spirit is speaking today to the church through dreams and through visions and through miracles and through signs and wonders. So they write all this off. So I get that. I understand that. So respectfully speaking, I'm asking everyone who's joining us live on the chat here on Facebook, if you don't believe in dreams, you don't believe in visions, at least be respectful to the audience that's trying to pay attention and just keep your mouth shut until it's over with. Okay. That's all I'm asking. So I went through my, because I journal all my dreams that I believe are inspired of the Lord or are warning dreams. Because let me say this, I don't believe that every dream is necessarily going to happen. But I do believe that we are called to do something about the dream, and that's pray about it, intercede about it, and of course, write it down. Job 33:15-18. You guys that are watching visually live, you've already seen this up here. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, that can be women too, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men. That's the Lord. The Lord opens the ears of men and women and seals their instruction. Did you know that God can give you instructions through dreams and through visions? But in this case, we're speaking of dreams, okay? Why? He tells you, in order to turn man from his deed. Listen, some of y'all, if it wasn't for a dream that the Lord gave you, you would have done something stupid a long time ago. You would have married the wrong person. You would have took the wrong job. You would have moved to the wrong state. You would have made the wrong business deal. You would have made the wrong associations with somebody. So God couldn't get your attention through a person in the church. He couldn't get your attention through the pastor. He couldn't get your attention in the Word of God. So he had to come to you in the middle of the night and give you a dream to warn you. Come on, can I get a witness to anybody? In order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man, listen to this, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Listen, God can keep you from going to hell by shaking you in a dream. If he has to, that's how much God loves you and me. He doesn't want us to go to hell so bad that even though he's trying to speak to you through the church, he's trying to speak to you through Christian television, he's trying to speak to you through the Word of God, he's trying to speak to you through a podcast, through a blog, through a message, through a scripture, through a bumper sticker, through a gospel track, through a gospel song, you've shunned it. Eventually, if he has to, he'll even show up in your dream and say, hey, get right or it's going to be bad for you. So yes, do I believe God still speaks? Now you say, well, that's Old Testament, brother. Well, let me give you some more scriptures. We're not done. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 29. Joel chapter 2, verses 2, 28 through 29. The prophet said, and it shall come to pass afterward. And the afterward there is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that happened in Acts chapter 2 in the upper room. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, or it's just come to pass afterward in the last days. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. By the way, I want to correct what I'm saying here. I believe this was initiated. I don't have time to develop all this. We did a whole podcast on this. You can go listen to it. I believe this was initiated, Acts chapter 2. And I can show you where Peter stood up and said, this is what was prophesied by Joel. And it says, and he quotes him and he says, and it shall come to pass in the last days. But then Joel said, it shall come to pass afterward. Okay, so there were some events that had to take place in order for this to be fulfilled. And it was initiated, Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And it's still happening today. Now, I know some Pentecostal charismatic preachers preach that this event is a future event that's going to happen. No, it took place. It initiated Acts 2 and is still going on present tense today. He says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and maid servants, that's men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. So don't miss what I'm saying here. I'm telling you, God has been pouring out his spirit since the day of Pentecost, and it is still being poured out. Sons and daughters are still seeing dreams and visions. Come on, old men are still dreaming. They're still having visions. And God is still using men and women. He never stopped pouring out his spirit. As sensationists have you to believe, it never ceased from operating in the fourth century, as they would have you to believe. It never, the Holy Spirit never died out or went away, or he never ceased from operating in the church in the fourth century with the last apostle when he died. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that. The Holy Spirit was here from day one, when he was with God, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters when God spoke the earth into existence. He was there on the day of Pentecost when the believers, the 120, they were being baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I got news for you today. The Holy Spirit is still here, and he's still operating in the earth. He's still pouring out his spirit in the earth. He's still using men and women of God, using sons and daughters, and he's still speaking through dreams, and he's still speaking through visions. All right, now, then we have John 16, 13. This is in reference to after the crucifixion, the death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus tells the disciples in John 16, 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, who's that? That's the Holy Spirit. He will guide you into all truth. It blows me away that you've got people that resist the Holy Spirit. They rebuke the Holy Spirit. They don't want any operation of the Holy Spirit in their church at all. And it blows me away, because I'm like, you realize you are resisting the Comforter. You're resisting the Spirit of truth. You're resisting the one whom God sent to us. Unbelievable. Listen to this. The Holy Spirit, he will guide you in all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Now, what is he hearing? He's hearing from the Lord. Watch this quote. You ready? And he will tell you things to come. Now, I know some of you guys, listen, I know some of you guys are far more intelligent than I am. I've never claimed to be the sharpest knife in the drawer, and I know that I'm not. We make jokes about that here at my house. My wife is definitely probably far more smarter than I am, book smarts, intelligence, whatnot. So I never claim to be the smart one of my family, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to interpret this in John 16, 13, when it says he, the Spirit of truth, will tell you things to come. Guys, that is future tense. That is things yet to happen. In other words, listen to me. If you are born again and the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, you have the Spirit of truth, the Paracletos, the Comforter, living on the inside of you. And if you will allow him by not quenching him, grieving him, or vexing him, if you will commune with him and allow him to speak to you and through you, he, listen to me, will get your attention and he will show you things to come. He will speak to you about your future. He will speak to you about circumstances. He will speak to you about predicaments that you've gotten yourself in and how to get you out of them. He will warn you about wrong people that you're associated with. He'll warn you about relationships that you don't have no business being in. He'll warn you about bad business transactions. He'll warn you about false prophets. He'll warn you about people that don't have good spirits on them. He'll warn you about people that are sheep, come on the outside, but are wolves on the inside. Come on, he will speak to you of things to come. But we've got half the church resisting him. It blows me away. And that leads me to the next part. When you look at the Bible, we cannot deny Old and New Testament how God used men and women of God through dreams and visions. Daniel was given prophetic revelation through visions of the Lord. Joseph was given dreams of the Lord that were prophetic and absolutely sealed his destiny. And he was an interpreter of dreams, and he saved the entire nation of Egypt from famine because Pharaoh had a dream. Yes, Pharaoh. The guy who wasn't even serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had a dream. And Joseph interpreted the dream and gave him instructions based on the dream. And because he heeded the word of Joseph, the entire nation of Egypt was saved. Again, you've heard me say this. God will even speak to heathens and speak to people who aren't even serving him, because he can't get their attention any other way. So he's trying to get their attention. Hello, Peter. Jesus told you that you would deny him three times. You said, no, that's never going to happen. That's not going to happen to me. Lord, I'll go with you to the end of the age, and I'll be there at your crucifixion. I'll do all this stuff. And the Lord looked at Peter and he says, listen, I get your zeal and I get your passion, but I'm telling you, Peter, that you're going to deny me three times and you're going to hear a rooster crow. And he laughed it off. And guess what? God couldn't get Peter's attention through every other circumstance, but when that rooster crowed, it got Peter's attention. When Balaam was ignoring the Lord and the warning of the Lord, he was on his donkey. God couldn't get his attention. So God spoke through a donkey to get his attention. Jonah was in rebellion against God. He wouldn't listen. He wanted to go the other way. He wanted to do his own thing. Well, guess what? Jonah got a rude awakening, and God used a whale to get Jonah's attention. Come on. Do you want me to go on? I can just go on and on and on. Samson was out playing around, laying in the lap of a harlot, doing all the things he shouldn't have done, and God couldn't get his attention through a lion. He couldn't get his attention through this and through that. And eventually, God got his wake-up call to him. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about right now, March 16, 2022, God is still speaking through dreams and he's still speaking through visions. And it's a matter of if people are willing to listen and heed the warning. Listen to me. I believe God can speak to Biden through a dream. God can speak through Putin. He can speak to Putin in a dream. He can speak to Zelensky in a dream. He can speak to the Ayatollah in Iran in a dream. He can speak to President Xi in China through a dream. Now, here's the cool part. Ready? If God is willing to give a dream to a leader, to a nation who is ungodly and not serving him, that tells me that there's got to be a Joseph in the land that is willing to interpret the dream and that is serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, and I want to tell you today, I believe there's some Josephs underground somewhere in China that's serving the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In fact, there was a story recently that made headlines of a woman who was a bold woman. She was like an Esther, and she actually went and stood before President Xi. I don't even think I put this on our main website, End Time Headlines, but she stood before the president of China knowing what she was risking, and she was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to President Xi and risked it all. Listen, there is an underground church in Iran. I know that for a fact. There's believers in Iran. So there's a Joseph in Iran. There is believers in Russia and Ukraine. So there is a Joseph in Russia and there's a Joseph in Ukraine. I believe there's a Joseph in North Korea. Listen to me, if God is willing to speak through leaders, through dreams and visions, then that tells me if they can't interpret the dream because they don't have a relationship with God, there has to be a Joseph in the land to interpret the dream. There's got to be a Daniel in the very midst of Babylon who can interpret these dreams. Come on, somebody. Well, that's all swell and good, brother, but that's the Old Testament. Okay, well, in the New Testament, Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, was warned not once, not twice, but I believe several times by a dream to protect Yeshua, to protect Jesus when he was an infant, when he was a baby. And the Lord spoke to him through dreams to preserve this child to be born. Peter in the New Testament had dreams. The wife of Pilate, when Jesus was on trial, about to be crucified, the wife of Pilate got Pilate's attention and said, "I have been troubled in dreams on the account of this man who's now at trial." What was going on? God was warning Pilate and his wife that this man, whom the people are not going to allow you to release, they're going to say Barabbas, but they're going to want you to crucify this man. So I'm warning you in a dream that this man's blood will be on your hands. And this man is not just an ordinary man. He's not just another prophet. This is the Son of the living God. And Pilate took a basin of water, brought it out, washed his hands. Why? Because it was symbolic that he was washing his hands of the blood of Yeshua and of Jesus. And when the people saw it, read it. It's in the Gospels of Matthew. I believe it's in the book of John. When the people saw it, they cried out and said, "Let his blood be upon us and our children." Now, I said all that to get to this. All the way, when I was going through my journal, I went all the way back to the first dream I had was in March 29th, 2011. I'm going to read these. There's several dreams here. And I believe, watch this, I believe all these dreams are one and the same. Now I'm praying against them. I'm praying to God that it's not fulfilled. Are you listening to me? I'm praying to God that it's not fulfilled. But I'm going to read these to you. March 29, 2011. Quote, and again, I wrote this just like it was in 2011. This was, again, 11 years ago, guys. Okay, quote, I was shaken last night with another dream that was pretty disturbing. I was standing on the shoreline of a place I was not given the exact location of and looking into the ocean. It was definitely a city that was on the coastlands of America. Suddenly, I saw what looked to be a mushroom cloud explode over the ocean. And as a result of this cloud, this explosion, I witnessed a massive tsunami that destroyed the city on the coast. I was awakened and disturbed, to say the least. This is in line with the previous dream that I had before. Now I'm going to read the dream I had before that one. And again, this was also in 2011. I was not given where I was at, but I was on a coastline. I was in a high-rise apartment or some kind of a high-rise. And I heard a noise, some type of loud noise. I looked out the window, and when I looked at the sky looked like it was rolling up like a scroll. It was like it was orange. It was whatever happened, it affected the sky. And I knew that I had to get away from the window and get behind an article of furniture, some type of desk or some big piece of furniture, because whatever just happened was going to bust through the glass. And I remember that's exactly what I did. I ran from the window and jumped behind a desk and got under it, and I heard the window break. Now, I want to tell you, I believe those two dreams are one and the same, and it's two different perspectives. I believe the first dream is what I saw and was this. I believe it was a nuclear explosion over the ocean, some type of nuclear warhead that blew up over the ocean somewhere in America. And the impact of the explosion caused a tsunami wave that was so high that it was up almost to the top of high-rise buildings. And then the second dream was my perspective from being inside the building, looking down at what just happened and responding accordingly. Here's another one. December 2nd, 2012. Quote, I just woke up a little while ago. I believe I may have had a prophetic dream last night. I was driving down a road and saw billows of smoke rising from an area ahead. As I drove, the smoke became thicker and blacker. And then I got out and ran in a mass. There was a mass of people standing around in shock and awe with cameras and phones taking pictures. I said, in the dream, I said, quote, what happened? No one would answer. I then said, quote, where are we? And a woman turned around and looked at me in the face and said, quote, Washington, D.C. And then I fell to my knees in the fear of the Lord and woke up. That was on December 2nd, 2012. Let me give you another one. This is April 21st, 2013. Suddenly, I spoke about this the other day in a different podcast. I was in a city somewhere, in a major metropolis. It was night. It was dark. There was lots of people in the streets, and suddenly something happened. I heard what sounded like a loud pop or an explosion, and immediately all power went out. The darkness was like gross darkness. And I talked about how in Isaiah it talks about gross darkness. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. Cries of panic and fear filled the air as you could hear it resonating throughout where I was standing. There was such fear and panic that was unimaginable to even describe. This dream woke me from a dead sleep, and And I remember this, guys. I don't even have to read this because I remember it. And it, when I woke up, I actually was in tears because it shook me so bad that it literally took me hours to get back to sleep. I text several individuals, friends of mine, that I try to get them to get this off my mind and to change the subject. But I was shook to the core from this dream. Then in 2015, I remember this. I had a dream in 2015. In the dream, I turned on the television and the news was on, the news was being broadcasted on every channel. There was a newscaster that was warning that America had been invaded. I actually heard the newscaster say this, quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing extraordinary events taking place in America. Quote, it is apparent that we are being invaded." The newscaster said, quote, "If there was ever a time to pray, it is now." That's exactly what he said in the broadcast or on the news. I saw on the map in the dream, they pulled up a map on the television. As the invasion was happening, you could see it live in person, like as it was happening. In the dream, the invasion was happening from the north, the west, and the east. The invasion was by land and sea. And in the dream, it zoomed in on, there was warships, there was bombers, and there was submarines by land and sea. And as it zoomed in, I saw with my own eyes the Russian flag on one of the warships. Again, this is all documented. We did a whole YouTube video on this. Some of you guys who have been partners with us for many years will remember me having this dream because I talked about it the day of. Now, I want to interject something here. I typically don't do this. I usually talk about my own dreams, but I don't share a lot of other people's dreams. But I have a dear friend of mine. I have known him for years, and we are like brothers. I call him a brother from another mother. Not only am I good friends with him, but I am very good friends, or was very good friends with his father, who he went on to be with the Lord several years ago, who's one of the most godliest men I ever met. Him and his wife, who is my friend's mother. So my friend and his parents, we were very good friends, but they were very good friends of ours and our family. My friend, whom I won't name just because I didn't tell him I was doing this, I want to be respectful, but I have heard him, he has shared this with me at least five times. And the other day, because of everything that's happening, we talked about his dream again. And he said, "Man, I've got to be honest with you. Since this is all happening, it's really got me freaked out." Now I want to share with you what he dreamed about. When he was 5 years old, let this really soak in. 5 years of age, he had the dream I'm about to share with you. Now, I want to say this right off the bat. I knew his parents did not subject him to violent material. They wouldn't even let him watch the Smurfs or Gremlins or anything like that. So they would not let him watch any kind of war movies or anything like that. They just wouldn't do it. They were very selective on what they exposed him to at 5 years of age. So my friend, again, I know him very well. And he don't just blow smoke and make up stuff like this. 5 years of age, he had a dream. And in the dream, he was older. He was an adult. And in the dream, he was in a region where there was a lot of hills and kind of a mountainous region. And in his dream, he said, "I will never forget this dream. I had an assault rifle in my hand." He said, "I wasn't 5 years old in the dream. I was a grown man and I had an assault rifle in my hand and I was trying to protect my family." He said, "I was in the woods trying to survive." And he said, "We were under attack and we were being invaded by a foreign army." Now, there's two things that really stands out to me. And he describes, he said, I saw a military presence that was on our soil, that they were killing and they were taking prisoners, Americans. And he said, I was there in the dream. I was seeing this happen. And he said, there was two things that really stuck out to me. And remember, he had this dream, guys, at 5 years of age. And he said, first of all, he said, the military, he said, they were not Arab. They were not, he said, they were white. And he said, but they spoke in a language that I did not understand. He said it was foreign, and I could not interpret what they were saying. That those two things really stuck out to me. But nevertheless, in the dream, he was running, he was hiding, he was trying to escape, because they were coming and they were getting people. They were infiltrating into the mountainous regions, into the certain location, wherever he was living at the time when he had this dream, when he was older. And he said, in the dream, he said, they finally surrounded me. They caught me. He said, I was even shot and killed in my dream. And he said, I woke up. And he said, to this day, he said, I will never forget that dream. And it has always, always been on the back of my mind. And again, him and I talked about this on the phone the other day. And he said, I'll be honest with you. More than ever, this dream has really, really shaken me lately. And here's the crazy part, guys. Now he lives in Tennessee, which is a mountainous type of region. And he's 40 years of age. And I'm just going to be honest with you. He has the kind of weapons that I described to you that he had when he was 5 years old, because him and I went to the gun range before, and he has that. So this is, again, crazy stuff. So that's what makes this even more chilling and just something to really ponder about. Now, I've got a couple more dreams, guys, that I want to share personally, and then we're going to end this broadcast. We're going to pray for some folks. We're just going to pray for God's peace, because remember, God's in control. God's on the throne. He sees everything that's happening. Nothing has got him off guard and has overtaken his rule and his reign and what he has in store. June 16, 2018, quote, I wrote this down in my journal. Okay, so I'm sharing this for two reasons. One is for agreement and prayer. And secondly, to have this documented in the event the scenario unfolds. Quote, I have had two dreams in the past 2 weeks. Now, again, this was in 2018, that I believe are one and the same dream. In the first dream, I am in a building of some sort that I've never seen, and not given details of where it was, but there is some type of explosion and massive fire that is producing debris and a cloud of toxic fumes outside. I know this because everyone in the building is frantically trying to get all the windows closed and out of the path of the smoke that's billowing through the air as a result of whatever just happened outside. The second dream occurred early this morning. Again, this was June 16, 2018. This time we were driving down the road and it looked as if it was snowing, but it was in the middle of summer or a very nice day outside. Eventually I was able to see that it was indeed not snow, but it was actually falling debris or some type of ash. Once again, I had my windows and vents closed in my truck, but we could feel the burning in our lungs. Whatever this was, we could feel it impacting our lungs. And we kept driving and the falling debris and ash was getting worse. Eventually, we drove up to what looked like a massive fire with screaming fire engines, police and EMS on the scene. In the dream, we immediately tried to get away from what had just took place because of the burning of our lungs and eyes from whatever was happening. Again, quote, I believe, based on the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis regarding dreaming twice of the same dream, that this very well could come to pass shortly or soon. The first dream is an angle of individuals trying to seek shelter and get away from open windows and doors as a result of what happened. And the second one is the perspective from the highways and roadways of whatever this situation is. I'm going to be in much prayer about this and asking for agreement. Again, that was in 2018. And then that was in June. And then December of that year, that same year, 2018, I had two more dreams back to back that I believe were one and the same. Ready? Quote, I did not want to share this publicly because I didn't want to cast pearls before swine. And that happens, guys. When I share these dreams, trust me, I get it. Quote, I've had two dreams in 2 days that were of the same nature. First off, before sharing, I wanted to emphasize that I did not watch anything remotely close to the content of my dream, nor did I have anything to eat before I went to bed, like pizza or chocolate. On Sunday night, I had a dream in which my family and I was in a two-story home and heard what sounded like gunfire and explosions from outside. I quickly ran to the window to look outside to see what was happening. I was on the second floor. When I looked outside, I saw multitudes in military gear with assault rifles and other weapons. I hear these men talking in a language I did not understand. This was very similar to my friend's dream that I just shared with you a few moments ago. They were coming, these military men were coming from every direction, and they were entering homes, and ours was next. We quickly cut out all the lights and we hid in the house on the upper floor and tried to remain quiet. And then I saw a man in the hallway through the cracked door. I saw his flashlight in the hallway as he was entering other rooms, and he came into the door of our room. Quote, I saw him standing in the doorway with his assault rifle and began to enter the room, and then I woke up. Now, the dream bothered me, but I kind of wrote it off as just another dream. But then last night, another dream came, and in this dream, we were all in our truck, and the entire neighborhood was under martial law, and it was filled with military vehicles, and the entire neighborhood was under martial law. Again, filled with military vehicles and men at checkpoints everywhere. It was then, after having two dreams back to back, that I've decided to journal this and share it here to pray and intercede over it. All right, and then one last dream. This was on September 20th, 2019. Quote, I received a very detailed and disturbing dream in the early hours of the morning. I was with a group of individuals as we were walking through some trails of what looked like the Appalachian Mountains or somewhere that had a lot of trees and thick foliage. It was a nice warm day, and we were either hiking or just enjoying the weather. And as we were walking, we heard something above us. And as we looked to see what it was, we saw a large missile coming down at an angle above us in the horizon. The missile had the Russian colors on. Again, the flag, the Russian flag was on that missile. There was nothing left for speculation in this dream regarding whom the missile belonged to. As we watched this missile, it struck probably about 5 miles in front of us to the right. Suddenly, we witnessed a huge explosion on impact, and the fire could be seen spreading towards us quickly. As we began to run in the opposing direction, another missile struck to the left of us, resulting in the same explosion and intense heat that we could literally feel burning our face. We could feel the heat in our face. The fires began to close in on both sides, and we had no other choice but to begin to cry out to the Lord. I then woke up. Now, guys, listen. I did not share these dreams to promote fear and anxiety and worry. Guys, again, I want to emphasize that God is in control. Listen, if the dream that my friend had at 5 years old, which was 35 years ago, was a warning dream, we have had a long time to prepare for this. Prophets have warned about this for years. People who's had dreams have warned about this. Visions have warned about this. Words of the Lord have been warning about this. We've seen this even on a geopolitical level. We've seen the tensions rise, and we've seen that this was not a matter of if, but when it was going to happen. So here's the deal. So you say, well, what do we do? We get ourselves right with God. We get prayed up. We prepare accordingly to the best that we can. And then we have to trust God. Listen, there is Christians in Ukraine that have been trusting God. There is Christians in China that have been trusting God. There's Christians in Iran that have been trusting God. There's Christians in North Korea that have been trusting God. Guys, the level of persecution, I understand this, that we see in those nations, we don't understand that. We've got a whole generation that we don't understand world war. We don't understand famine. We don't understand depression. We don't understand hardship. We don't understand tribulation. We don't understand trials. We don't understand that kind of level of persecution against us, because we have lived a cushioned American dream. For my American brothers and sisters that are watching this. But I have been warning about this, not just me, but others, that the storm has now come to our shores. And by the way, a Russian lawmaker yesterday is now demanding Alaska, parts of California, that's on US shore. That's us on America. So don't, before you write off these dreams and visions as, you know, pizza dreams or nonsense, you better pray about this. I'm praying about this. We're all going to pray about this. In fact, let's do this right now. First of all, if you're not right with God, you're away from God, you need to get right with God. That's the first priority, is to get right with Him. Because whether we see World War III in our lifetime, or we live another 20 years, 30 years, and we dodge another bullet, and you live a full life, and you go on to, and you die as an old age, either way, either you go here, you go there, or you go in the air, you need to get right with God so that you are ready for God. So if you're watching this today, you're listening to this today, listen, I want you, and you're not right with God, repent. Repent of your sin. When the men stood up on the day of Pentecost, they said, what must we do to be saved? Peter stood up and said, repent and turn from this perverse and wicked generation. Repent of your sins. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to wash you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Ask Him to come into your heart and live on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit and lead you and guide you and direct you all the days of your life. And the Bible says in the book of Romans, if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, and that He's seated at the right hand of the Father today, then you shall be saved. And secondly, we just got to pray and intercede. We got to pray for, listen, here's the deal, guys. This is either all premature, meaning that it's not supposed to happen this fast yet, and it's premature. Just like I told you this before, I believe the spirit of Antichrist was on Hitler in his time and trying to bring about what we read about in the book of Daniel, read about in the book of Revelation, but it was premature and it was too early, and God stopped it. And other dictators, they try to do this. So again, either one of two things is going on here, guys. Either we are truly in the time when this has to happen. We have to enter into some kind of a global war in order to bring about the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38, 39, Isaiah 17, some speculate Psalm 83, whatever, to bring about these wars. Then guess what, guys? There's nothing we can do but be ready and be prepared for that. But if this is premature, we're going to know it eventually, and this thing is just going to die down, and it's going to cease, and we're going to get a reprieve, and we're just going to keep occupying until the Lord comes. So this is how we're to pray accordingly. Pray that God gives our leaders wisdom. Pray that He gives us wisdom. Pray that we prepare our households accordingly, spiritually, physically, financially, practically, everything we got to do. that's where we're at today. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, today for this program. I pray that your spirit works effectively, Lord, in this message. I thank you that the word of the Lord shall not return void, but it will establish and it will equip in that which it's sent forth to do. I pray that you would comfort and bring peace to the troubled minds and to the anxious mothers and fathers and those that are watching today that may be fearful of what may be coming and what's on the horizon. Lord, we know that, Father, you promised us in your word that, lo, you said, I will be with you until the end of the age. You're with us now. You'll be with us through the hardship. You'll be with us no matter what the days ahead bring us. We know that, Father, you said, in this world we shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for you have overcome the world. And as long as we're in you, Father, we thank you that, Father, you can't threaten a Christian with heaven. We thank you, Father, that if our lives are taken on this earth, then we'll rule and reign from you. Come on, in the millennial reign. And we thank you for that today. But Lord, if you will for us to live a long life and you've got a plan for us, whatever that looks like, then so be it, and it shall be done. But I thank you that no devil in hell, no nation, no tyrant, and no evil orchestrated plan is going to derail the plans that you have for your people, Lord. And we thank you for that today. And we receive this word today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Again, guys, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. Understand that, a message like this is very controversial because some people get fearful with this stuff, but we're not trying to promote fear. Again, we want to give you warning. We want to give you what you need to pray about. Again, guys, if you've not downloaded our free app, you can do that on Apple, do it on Android, do it right now. Go to the description. There's a link. Download that app. Get into your hands. Get notified. Get equipped and get encouraged with our podcast and all of our latest headlines from a prophetic perspective. As always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If you have not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that easily. Either two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen. And you can make that out at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. And I want to give you a quick update, guys. From the bottom of my heart, I cannot express the level of gratitude, of thanksgiving for all of your prayers and intercession for my health. Listen, I'm standing here today to tell you that I feel normal. Now, when I say normal, 98% of my hearing is normal. There's still a little bit of residual stuff going on, but I'm telling you, the ear has opened. I feel great. I feel pretty much normal, and God is good, and your prayers have availed. And I thank you so much. Listen, again, I can never express the gratitude of thanksgiving of your prayers, your intercession, your partnership, your giving, your support to this ministry. You are literally seeing prayers answered. We're reaching people around the world. God is moving through our ministry, and you are a part of that when you partner with this ministry. So we love you guys. God bless you. We're going to sign off for today. We will either be back tomorrow or Friday. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.